I don't want to necessarily get into the heart-rending aspects of the death of this poor woman, but suffice it to say that Leonard Little, a linebacker for the St. Louis Rams, was driving one day not too long ago, and he ran right into a car and he killed a woman. He was drunk driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.19, nearly double the legal limit in Missouri. Three witnesses saw his sport utility vehicle run a red light and smash into this woman's car. And last summer, Little pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter, but somehow was sentenced to 90 nights in jail, 1,000 hours of community service, 4 years probation. In November, though, he still had not served most of his jail time, and he was allowed to return to practice. This, according to Bill Plaschke in the Los Angeles Times. See, the man who Plaschke interviewed for this article is a guy by the name of Bill Guttweiler, if I'm pronouncing that name properly. And it was his wife who plowed, it was his wife who Leonard Little plowed into, his wife Sue. And Sunday at the Super Bowl, Leonard Little will be running downfield on special teams. And this man, Bill Guttweiler, whose wife, Sue Guttweiler, was killed in this automobile accident where Leonard Little ran the red light and plowed into her car with a blood alcohol level of 0.19, and the dude gets 90 nights in jail and 1,000 hours of community service and 4 years probation, and this cat's still out and he's going to be running downfield on special teams. The guy said, this Mr. Guttweiler said, I think very amusingly, he said, I get a big kick out of their coach, Dick Vermeil, always crying about his team. You always notice that Vermeil's always bawling? He was bawling when he left his job as the Philadelphia Eagle coach, and he bawls a lot as the coach of the St. Louis Rams. He's bawling all the time because he's an emotional guy. He says, I get a big kick out of their coach, Dick Vermeil, always crying about his team. I could tell Dick Vermeil a little bit about crying myself. And Plaschke very eloquently goes on to say that sports forgives and forgets. The worst thing about sports is that it forgets. He says that in no other business can failure be followed so closely by redemption. August 19th, 1998, Bill Guttweiler and his wife Sue, they're together in their home. They're watching a rerun of Seinfeld. Bill has an early morning delivery to make. He delivers newspapers. He goes to bed. His wife Sue is going to go retrieve their son Mike at a concert hall. It's nearby. About 2 hours later, just after midnight, Mike phones home saying his mother's not shown up. Bill jumps into his car, and he drives until he sees flashing police lights. Leonard Little had been at a downtown birthday party where he consumed what experts say were about 14 alcoholic drinks. At precisely the time he was speeding through a red light, Sue Guttweiler was casually driving through a green. Her car was hit so hard, quoting now Plaschke, she was nearly buried in it, end quote. Since then, the Guttweilers feel the Rams have been piling on. They haven't said we're sorry. There haven't been any expressions of sympathy. There have been no condolences received from Little or the team that continues against all common sense to employ him, so says Bill Plaschke. So what do you think about that? The thing that struck me was the 90 nights in jail thing. 90 nights, 90 nights. Now here's a guy that's on, he's flying on, 14 drinks. He's just, man, motoring through this intersection at I don't know how fast, but he hit this woman so hard that the writer says she was almost buried in her car. They almost couldn't cut her out of the car. 0.19 blood alcohol, which is double the legal limit in Missouri. And three witnesses said they saw the car run a red light and smash into this woman's aging Thunderbird, crushing the car, crushing the car. Okay, all of this goes to court, and the guy gets Leonard Little, linebacker, Los Angeles, St. Louis Rams, gets 90 nights in jail, 1,000 hours of community service, and 4 years of probation. So I'm curious what you guys think about that at 1-800-449-8686. I mean, that can't be standard, can it? When you kill somebody? You kill somebody. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, let's go to Los Angeles. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Los Angeles, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Okay, let's go over to Temple City. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yeah, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Phil, I think that you need to take a step back from this article and take a look at who you're talking about. You're talking about a young African-American athlete who's got his whole world ahead of him, and he has his whole life ahead of him, his career and everything. And are you really going to take that away from him because of one mistake? I know it was a serious mistake.
Yeah, that one mistake was caused the life of somebody.
I understand that it caused the life of someone. But, you know, this is a young African-American athlete. And I think you have to look at what a lot of African-Americans have been put through in this country. And
What are you saying? This is some kind of affirmative action or something?
No, I'm simply saying that he's a young man who made a mistake. He's been through an awful lot. I'm a fan of the St. Louis Rams, so if I know a little bit about the team, forgive me, but I've been following the team, and I've followed them ever since they were here in Los Angeles. I'm just saying that Leonard Little is a young guy who made a mistake. And are you going to penalize?
The mistake that he made caused the life of a woman. It cost the life of a human being, okay? And what is this crack about he's an African-American? You know, there are plenty of guys...
I'm saying, Phil, that you can't... You've got to understand the history of African-Americans in this country and understand what they've been through. What are you going to do? Are you going to throw this guy in jail because of one mistake that he made?
Let me ask you something. I'm Phil Henry, right? And what's your name?
My name's Bob.
Okay, Bob. I'm Phil, you're Bob. And we plow through a red light one night, and we smash into somebody's car so hard that it crushes the car, killing that person. Now, I'm just a regular Joe. You're just a regular guy. You and I going to get 90 nights in jail?
Yes, I believe we would.
You believe that we would?
Yeah, I think I don't think there's any favoritism being shown.
No favoritism being shown. He killed somebody. He got probation. He got 1,000 hours of community service and 90 nights in jail. What?
I don't know what it is that you're driving at, Phil, and I resent a little bit the implication that somehow he's being treated differently. And
look, you're a fan of the team, sir, so I would expect you to support this guy come thick or thin.
No, but I'm not blinded by my love for the team. I think I've got an open mind. And I'm saying that, yeah, I really believe that if I were to plow into someone, as you said, and kill them after drunk driving, I would get 90 days or less in jail.
So the fact that he's a football player had absolutely nothing to do with this sentence?
None whatsoever.
And the fact that he is a football player for the St. Louis Rams, and thus a star, an athletic star in America, had nothing whatsoever to do with him getting 90 days in jail, 1,000 hours of community service, and 4 years probation after killing somebody.
No, it didn't have anything to do with it.
Buddy, you gotta be nuts.
No, I'm not nuts.
But you know what? I'm willing to hold on and listen to the rest of what you got to say. Get a load of that guy. And if I were the guy standing in front of the judge, I'd get the same thing. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, and just a reminder, you can pick up a copy of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, Communism is Neat, at the philhenryshow.com website. That's philhenryshow.com website, and we're in the middle of a redesign of that site, but hopefully in the next couple of days it's going to start, you know, looking a little bit better, a little bit more information. But more importantly, you're always going to be able to access a link that'll get you the Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD. It's $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $3.50 shipping and $20 for the CD. Is the gentleman still there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay. You're a St. Louis Rams fan?
I've been a Rams fan since they were in Los Angeles. Yes, sir.
You hear what I'm saying to you?
No, I hear what I hear the case you're trying to make, and it just doesn't wash. You're saying this guy's getting special treatment because he's a football star, and I don't know where you're coming from.
Where am I coming from? The guy ran into a woman and killed a woman. He was drunk driving, 14 drinks. The guy got 90 days in jail, 90 nights in jail, 1,000 hours of community service, and he hasn't served most of his jail time.
Right. And I would have to say to you that if you're coming from a racial point of view, I think you're wrong.
I'm not coming from a racial point of view. You're the guy that said because he's black, we ought to give him a break.
Well, I think we should give a lot of these young black men a break because they have been through a lot. And I would caution you, I assume that you're white, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, are you white?
Yes, I am, but I think I understand race relations. And I would ask you to resist the temptation to be racist.
Sir, I'm not being racist at all. I didn't bring the guy's race up at all, okay? You're the guy that knew his race. I'm saying that the guy did 90 nights in jail. He got sentenced inappropriately for the crime is all that I'm saying, okay? Now, there's some people who'd like to disagree with you. Your name is Bob. You're a Ram fan.
I love the Rams. I'm very fortunate that I do have tickets to the Georgia Dome on Sunday. My wife and I are flying out on Friday, staying with friends in the Buckhead area of Atlanta, but it's going to be an exciting game. Go Rams.
Well, that's great, and I wish them all the best, sir, but I think we've got something a little bit more serious here that we're talking about. Here is Oakland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. What is wrong with
Bob? Am I on the air?
You're on the air, sir, yes, and there's a lady on the air from Oakland.
What are you talking about? That is so crazy. I don't care if the guy is green, purple, or yellow. He killed somebody. This kid doesn't have a mother.
Well,
you'll
listen.
Never see him get married. She will never see him have his grandchildren.
Well, my understanding...
doesn't matter. What are you talking about? He wasn't born during slavery. The king should have been thrown away on this guy.
My understanding of race relations is that...
It's not about race. It's about being drunk. You don't drive drunk. Do you understand that?
Are you driving drunk right now?
No.
All
right. If somebody was driving drunk and killed my mother, regardless of what he did, what he been through, whether he was abused or beaten, you go to jail.
But you understand the history of the African American in America.
What's wrong with you?
Are you black?
Yes, he killed somebody.
Then you understand that the history of I believe the African American has been treated badly.
He was drunk.
And I think that because of that, we should give young black men consideration.
Are you listening to what the woman's saying? When does he take you into...
Phil, Mr. Henry, please resist your temptation to be a racist.
I'm not being a racist.
I'm just... Wait a second. I want to ask you a question, Bob. You said that you're white, right?
I am white, but I do understand the black man, and because I've been around them, I've worked with them, and they need a break. Now, you're a black woman, right, ma'am?
That's right. Why don't you support your fine? He could have had a driver.
Well, I think you should be supportive of your fine young black men.
He's not a fine young black man if he killed.
The guy was out drinking. 14 drinks later, and the woman is dead. Now
what
he's going to be.
What's wrong with
you, ma'am? What's wrong with you? You have so much hate in your heart for your black brother.
Because
Wait, slow down for a second. What do you mean you're black? You know, Bob, you're white, right?
That's correct.
So what are you coming on like you're a member of the NAACP or something, okay? What do you mean you're black brother? You're white like I am. You're talking about a guy who is...
I'm just saying that this lady should have a little more consideration for her black brother.
You know what? If he wasn't drunk, I would have consideration. The man was drunk. 14 drinks, okay?
All right, I admit he made a mistake.
He didn't know. Now, if his brake line failed, okay. If something was wrong with his car, okay.
Wait a minute.
He was drunk.
Wait a minute. If he had 14 drinks, even if his brakes failed.
No, I'm saying if he wasn't drunk and he was just driving.
I see what you're saying.
Oh, I see.
He was drunk. This has nothing to do with being black, man. This is the reason we have white people who always say blacks make excuses. There's no excuse for this gentleman. He had money. He could have had a driver. He could have had a chauffeur. He could have got a motel. He could have done a million and one things besides get in that car and ride. He killed somebody.
Oh, give him
you
a break.
Make me sick.
Why don't you
there
give him a...
There's something wrong with
give
you.
Give him a break and understand
give
what he's
doing. Give him a break. Lock his ass up. That's what kind of break we need to give him. Because if I had a choice, he wouldn't be playing football. This ain't about being black. This is about being drunk. And when people realize when you drink and drive, you kill and you are to go to jail.
Well, I couldn't have said it better. I think the lady is saying what a lot of people feel about anybody who drinks and drives.
Yeah, but there's a little special extra venom there for the young African-American, isn't there, Phil?
That lady...
You're married. I love my black brothers when they're doing the right thing. He ain't doing the right thing. When you do the right thing, I don't have no problem.
Right on,
the
sister.
The man was drunk.
And do me a favor. Don't insult the woman by calling her sister, okay? It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449.
Well, I understand the black man and his sister, and I just...
Yeah, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Every show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We have made $77,119.50 on the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat. All of the proceeds go to my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, and that is a place that benefits kids from all over America. I mean, they're coming to this town to seek their fame and fortune, and, you know, 99.999% of them don't even get close. They don't even get a sniff, and they wind up sleeping in a garbage can or out in a sewer someplace. The people at my friend's place started out of the trunk of the great Steve Lepore's car 10 years ago, 11 years ago, actually. And now they have built into a couple of community centers where they help the kids. They give them job training. They give them AIDS testing. They give them some rudimentary medical treatment. They give them a telephone to use, a computer to use. They kind of turn their lives around with counseling. And those are the people that we've been benefiting for the last 3 years with the sale of our Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. $77,119.50 we've raised so far. That's a tremendous, tremendous offering and gift from you, our listeners. If you haven't picked up a copy of our CD, $23.50, you can get it online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Order it up, $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. Okay, we're talking about a case that, you know, I read about in this morning's Los Angeles Times in a column that was written by a good sports writer, Bill Plaschke. And it's about Leonard Little, who is a linebacker for the St. Louis Rams, who in 1998 ran a red light and ran into a woman, killing her, a 47-year-old mother of a young man and the wife of a guy by the name of Bill Guttweiler, who was interviewed for this article. Sue Guttweiler was on her way to pick up her son at a concert. She was hit crossing, going through a green light. Leonard Little ran a red light. She was hit so hard the car was crushed. This guy had something around 14 drinks inside of him. They estimate his blood alcohol level was 0.19, which is nearly double the legal limit in Missouri. And generally, it was just a bad, ugly, disgusting, and sickening drunk driving scene. The sentence, 90 nights in jail, 1,000 hours of community service, and 4 years of probation. I've got a St. Louis Rams fan on the line here. You're also you're not just a St. Louis Rams fan, but you're also a former Los Angeles Rams fan, right?
That's right, Phil. I've been a big Ram fan ever since they've been in Los Angeles. Go Rams. We're excited. Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk.
And but we're getting back to Leonard Little, right?
Yes, sir.
And I asked you, if you ran a red light and killed somebody going that speed with that much booze in your system, would you get 90 days in the joint? Would you get 1,000 hours of community service? It ought to be 1,000 years. Would you get 4 years probation?
Yes, I would.
So he didn't get any extra consideration?
No, I don't know what... again, you have to understand you're dealing with a young, confused African-American... And
you just heard that black woman who called up and said she's got no pity for the guy, okay?
Well, I'm not interested in what this a woman who is, who is so enslaved that she thinks the thoughts of the white devil. I'm not interested in that.
What do you mean the white devil?
Well, I'm talking about the way that we've treated blacks. So we need to give them a break.
And so we need to get, what are you, man? Are you like the white man's auxiliary for Nation of Islam? I'm talking about a guy that killed a woman.
I'm talking about a confused young man. I'm sorry for the lady. I'm sorry for her husband. The Rams could give him tickets to the game. I don't know. What do you want him to do? Tickets to the game, maybe.
Tickets to the game.
Mr. Andrew, you act as if I don't understand. I have a wife. I have children. I love them.
Yeah, tickets to the ball game ain't going to help, okay? Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, speak up.
Sorry. I got to tell you that this guy you're talking to, your other caller, is insane because...
I'm insane.
If it was anybody else, we would be thrown in jail.
No, wrong.
I think a lot has to do with what he does for a living. But you know what?
That's wrong. Wouldn't get any worse treatment.
You know what? I think this guy keeps throwing out the black card. I am American. I don't care what color
he
is.
Black? No, I'm just saying a little extra consideration.
You know, I don't think so. You know what? We all bleed the same color. We're all Americans. And you know what? I'm getting tired of hearing people bringing up the past. You know what? What was happening in the past with the blacks happened with our grandfathers, our great-grandparents, and I have nothing to do with it. So why do
he was your grandfather.
Was not my grandfather. My grandparents didn't have slaves. And for another thing,
You don't know that for sure.
Oh, I know for a fact my grandparents weren't slaveholders.
Why? What about your great-grandparents?
They weren't slaveholders. I'll tell you right now.
You don't know what they bought and sold.
I know what they did because I know where they came from.
Well, it doesn't matter. You don't know what they did. You don't know what they did. And let's just say they were slave owners. It's the least that your grandparents could do.
That was them. This is me.
Don't you think the grandparents, don't you think your family owes a debt to Leonard Little? Well, all I'm asking you, sir, is what's your family going to do for Leonard Little? Because they own slaves.
I can't say anything about that but you know what? I think you keep bringing up the race card.
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
it has nothing to do with color.
Your grandparents owned slaves. They own.
Why do you keep, I want to know why you keep bringing black. Excuse me, I don't want to know why you keep blaming the blacks for what happened in the past. This is the future.
I'm not blaming the blacks. I'm blaming the whites.
You know what?
And I'm saying that...
Wait. Well, you know, look, at the man... Well, can we just talk about this guy as an individual person who ran a red light?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think his sentence was fair?
His sentence was...
What was wrong with his sentence?
Huh?
What was wrong with his sentence?
I think the guy should be put to death. You know, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth.
No, I don't. What is that?
You know, if you take a life, you should have your life taken.
It was a mistake. It was a mistake. The guy had a couple of drinks.
You know what? If I made a mistake, I'd want somebody to put me in there.
Let me ask you a question. You're telling me a guy can't relax with a couple of drinks?
Relax with a couple of drinks.
I have the responsibility not to drive when I've been drinking.
That's true. That's the mistake.
I know my limit.
He got into the car.
If I can't drive, I won't drive because I don't want to go out and kill somebody.
He got into the car by mistake. I admit it, okay?
You know, I lost somebody in an accident. They hit in a red light.
They what?
And they killed him. And you know what? I wouldn't be drinking if I knew I was going to be driving, or I wouldn't drive if I knew I'd been drinking.
You killed who?
That's just totally irresponsible.
I understand that. That's the mistake he made. So he did 90 days in a joint. What do you want from the guy?
90 days is not sufficient punishment for a man that rolls through a red light, speeding through a red light, and hits a car so hard that they take hours cutting the person out of it. It isn't right. And you know, the only reason why I know about this is because the guy is playing in the Super Bowl.
Yes, and it's a big game. It's an important game.
My whole thing is that
you're calling from where, Portland?
I'm calling from Portland.
You don't have pro football at Portland. You don't know what that means.
Yeah, I do, because we have the Seahawks.
The who?
They're in Seattle,
sir. I'm talking...
I don't care. They're still our home team.
It's Portland, okay? It's a long way away. You don't get it about pro ball.
I do get it.
All right? And
but
we...
You know,
I get it about pro ball, because we used to have the stinking Rams here, okay? They ought to put the guy away, as far as I'm concerned. As a matter of fact, they've already put another Ram away. Who's that guy, Daryl Henley? That guy's got cool on his heels somewhere in a joint someplace. Here is New Bedford on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. New Bedford, hello.
Oh, hi, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes, athletes just...
Guy ought to be able to have a drink.
...are getting away with so much because we put them on this pedestal like they're above everybody else. They've got a gift from God to be able to play and be physical and be an athlete. We pay them so much money, they think they're Superman. They can do anything they want.
Well, they happen to contribute an awful lot to the economy, too.
It's horrible.
They contribute a lot to the economy.
If we want to help this man, if we want to help this black man that you say he's black,
in New England, right?
Yes, we need
the
to
Patriots.
Help him by putting him in jail.
The New England Patriots.
He'll be responsible for what he's done. No one's being accountable for anything
he
do.
He did get his sentence. He got 90 nights in jail.
That's not enough, because he'll do it again.
Oh, you're just saying that because the talk show host said it.
Oh, I see.
So that's not enough. 90 days for killing a woman, taking
the only
her
reason
life?
Why the only reason why you have that opinion is you heard Mr. Henry say that.
Of course not. I have my own mind.
Oh, come on, you people call up.
Wait a minute, pal.
If we
you know
help these people. We have to punish them because no one wants to be accountable for what they've done.
These people, huh? These people. Is that what
Any
they are?
Any people, athletes,
I
white
see.
People, black
so
people.
These,
I don't
these
care.
People, these people, meaning what? The blacks, huh?
No.
There
people
you go.
Who keep committing crimes and getting away with them.
Lady, all the guy did was have a couple of belts.
A couple? 14! That's not a couple.
All right, he had more than a couple. But the point is, a guy goes out, he wants...
Yeah, get out of here with a guy goes out and he wants to relax. 14 freaking drinks, and then he's hauling ass. I don't know what he was driving, an SUV or something. And that's a big, substantial automobile. This lady's in a Thunderbird, for crying out loud. No match to an SUV.
What do you want from me, blood?
Oh, I have to worry. These people
what
to worry
do you want
about...
from the guy? You want
I don't
blood?
Want to have to worry about when I want to go out to pick up my children, that some guy's drunk driving, and I'm going to get killed for him?
I'm
because
saying
he wants to relax?
The guy's got a big game coming up on Sunday.
I don't care about the game. He shouldn't even be playing the game.
Oh,
he
so
should
now,
be out.
So
that
now,
would be a part of the punishment. He shouldn't even be playing football.
So wait a second. Now you're saying
athletes, they can do anything they want. They can spit in umpire's face. Faces and play baseball. They
that's,
can beat
that's
up
true.
Their wives
that's
and
true.
Play football. They can do anything they want.
The young kings, the princes of the city, the young
it's
kings.
Ridiculous.
Oh, so now the two of you are saying that you don't like football. Is that it?
No, I don't. I'm not.
You hate football,
that.
Mr. Henry?
I don't hate football. I don't like the fact that these guys are doing, you know, getting away
basketball.
With murder.
Listen to the two of you ganging up on me. It must be really great. I called in. I was a St. Louis Ram fan. I wanted to say.
Hey, guy, you know what? You're a real character.
You're
going to bring up the rating.
I happen to be a St. Louis Ram fan from way back. And I think
what's
the guy.
What's that got to do with it?
What's it got to do with it?
I just hope your wife doesn't go out tonight and get hit by a car.
By a what?
And get hit by a drunk driver. I hope your wife that doesn't happen to your wife.
Well, thank
because,
you. I hope it doesn't
gets,
either. I mean,
then,
Jesus,
then
like you need to say
days,
that?
Then the guy gets 90 days and tell me if
yeah, what if you? Yeah, what if your wife got hit by a drunk driver and the guy got 90 days? What would you think?
I'd feel that was fair.
Oh, please.
Bull crap.
That's bull,
what?
Bull crap.
I'd say it was fair.
Oh, come that's on, man. Crap. Fair. Wouldn't be fair.
Try not to be a racist, ma'am. Try not to be a racist.
I'm not a racist.
We're not being
please.
Racist.
Try and,
you're hooked on it, man. You're
I'm
hooked
not hooked on,
it. On
anything.
All right, thank
you're
you for your call.
Something.
You're hooked on phonics.
Hey, well,
all right.
I'm going to work.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Let's go to Gaffney on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. I
yes, sir.
I want to call in and tell the St. Louis Rams fans.
Go Rams.
That it's fellas like you that make our job hard. I'm a law enforcement officer myself in South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
And if that gentleman had committed that felony in this state, he would have been charged with felony DUI and would have faced 25 years. Whether he could play football, tackle good, play linebacker, or whatever he could do, he would face 25 years. But it's folks like you that make our job so
well, wait a minute. What if he could tackle good?
Because we can't get
good.
Those drunks off the street and keep them off of them.
What if he tackled
90 days
good?
Would not have been close.
What
our
if
attorney
he played
general
for,
would have fried
be honest
him,
with
but,
me. Be honest with me. What if he played for Clemson?
What difference would that make, sir? This is
Clemson. Come
I'm
on!
I'm a law enforcement officer, and it's got nothing to do with football players. I could care less where he works.
The guy got 90 days. The 90 days, 1,000 hours.
Mr. Henry, you wouldn't have
he
gotten
got
anything.
He would have got 25 years
oh,
in South
come
Carolina.
Oh, I'll get out of here. You guys are always saying that. You would have given him the same thing. The same
no,
deal.
No, I wouldn't have, sir.
Yeah,
it's
you would.
It's like you that would
judges,
have given him a light sentence.
Well, I bet you. What makes you
not guilty?
What, you trying to tell me your judges are smarter than the ones they got in Missouri?
No, I'm talking about juries.
Okay, juries, okay.
Juries, folks like you
yeah.
who sit on a jury and turn guys loose because they can catch a football.
Look, we got
only,
a big game coming up Sunday.
Is,
you guys get an NFL friend.
This country down,
look, you got that Charlotte team. You should understand
down.
It.
Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Oh,
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. There's some bumper music we can throw away there. What's that from?
That's from the Sexorama.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, we'll have got to hold on to that tape. Got to hold on to that disc, man. Got to hold on to that porn music because it is so sophisticated. It is so, it's funky. 1-800-448, what is the number? 1-800-448, how did I get 448, man? 1-800-449-8686. What I get for taking these phone calls, half of these calls from these people. Let me talk to the gentleman. You're a Ram fan.
Mr. Henry, I thought of something that I think could go a long way toward helping, I think, heal this wound that is felt by the husband of this poor lady who was killed by Mr. Little. I know that it would help me.
And well, let's just take you. If your wife was killed by a drunk driver, I mean...
Well, here, what would help me if it was a prominent football player like Mr. Little... I know there's a Super Bowl coming up this weekend. I don't know whether it'd do any good. Give the guy a couple tickets to the game. That's what I'm trying to come up with some answers. This constant complaining about...
You'd give the guy tickets to the game.
Well, the constant complaining about Leonard Little hit my wife, she's dead, boo-hoo. I don't know what more we can do.
We're talking about putting this guy away for a longer stretch.
Well, what about tickets to the game?
For who?
For the man whose wife was killed. If it was me, I'd appreciate it.
If it was you, you'd take tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir, I would. Yes, sir, I would. And be happy about it.
Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. I'm going to direct this directly to this, Phil. Bob, keep your trap shut. You've sat there. No, you've sat there and you've bombarded everybody else.
Well,
the
guy asked
me
my opinion.
Shut your lip.
I called in.
You West Coast idiot, shut your lip.
I called in.
Shut your lip.
What, you going to do something? You going
to
do something about it?
Well,
you going to do something about it?
This is my soapbox.
You going to do something about
it? Come to my hometown, I'll find you, I'll bust you. But that's
why don't you come on out here? Why don't you talk?
I'm a recovering drug addict, my friend.
It sounds like it.
I've gotten a car before on every drug you can name. If I'd have hit somebody, I deserve to be thrown under the jailhouse because I shouldn't have been in the car to begin with.
Easy
There's
for
a
you
man
to say.
Sitting in Carolina right now in a jail facing the death penalty who is a prominent football player who killed his wife. All right?
So
now
you say. You don't
no,
know
no,
for
no,
sure.
No,
that's
no,
not proven yet. That
shut
wasn't proven
mouth.
Yet. That wasn't proven
shut
yet.
Shut your mouth.
Wasn't
Nobody
proven
wants
yet.
To hear your trash. You're
hey,
a
listen,
mental incompetent.
Hey, junkie. I'm
You're
the guy talking
You're a mentally incompetent.
Okay?
Shut your lip.
I'm mentally incompetent.
Shut your lip.
You're the guy doing
this
dope.
This is my turn.
You're doing
this
dope.
This is my turn.
Be quiet, Mr. Bob, whatever your name is. Let the guy talk.
This is
oh,
my
okay.
Turn.
So you're racist, huh?
Oh, I'm
no,
racist,
I'm not racist,
am I?
I live in the home of Martin Luther King, who just celebrated the Martin Luther King birthday with more pride than anybody in the state or in the United States or the country or anywhere else in the world.
You go to the parade?
You just shut your lip.
You go to the parade?
Do what?
Did you go to the parade?
Fortunately, I had to work.
Fortunately, you
I
had
said,
to work.
Unfortunately, I had to work. Now,
don't be racist.
Shut up and let the man talk.
Jeez.
Look.
Everybody telling me to shut up, is that it?
I don't want him in my town. We have more drunk drivers, more people killed in drunk driving accidents in the city of Atlanta. They threatened to shut down the main party central, Buckhead, because of the Super Bowl. Okay?
Not have any cars driving through? Not have any cars driving through Buckhead?
I don't know what they were going to, all they were wanting to do. Budweiser came into town. They wanted to throw this big party on the streets of Buckhead.
Right.
They wanted to open it up at 6 o'clock starting Friday evening mm-hmm. and run it all the way through. The game was over on Sunday.
Right.
Well, they said, no way. They got lucky, and they got 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. every night.
10 p.m. to 1 a.m. So people got 3 hours to party in the streets, and then...
Then they had to go behind the barricades that Budweiser...
Well, that's a good idea. That was a smart thing.
But oh, so a bunch of killjoys in Atlanta, a bunch of killjoys in Atlanta killed everybody's fun.
Look,
nice
friend,
going. You proud of that, pal?
Listen, friend.
You know, you blew it with the... You blew it with the Olympics.
$150 Super Bowl tickets is not going to replace
hey.
A loved one who the man may have been married to for 25, 30 years. I've got a wife. I've got an 8-month-old little boy.
Let me ask you a question.
If my wife gets killed or I get killed, $150 tickets to a cotton-picking Super Bowl game ain't jack squat.
Well, let me ask you a question. You keep people from partying. How's that going to keep a guy from what they did? Are you talking about a bomb?
What do you mean a bomb?
Now he's talking about the Olympics.
Well, is there, well, what do you people...
Did you people get anything right down there?
Wait. Hold on for a minute. That
see,
bomb
that...
He's
dragging too many things into this. He's just trying to advocate.
Exactly. What he's trying to do is agitate, and you can't bring up the Olympics. That was then, this is now. The Super Bowl is in Atlanta.
So a guy wants to have a drink, and what are they doing? They tell him they can't do it?
Okay,
what a bunch of assholes.
Here you go again.
Okay.
You're making insane arguments here.
I'm not.
You're saying the guy wants to have a drink or two drinks. A drink, two drinks, that's fine. More power to it.
Right.
This fellow went seven times your allotted two drinks to cool off.
And he had himself
and he killed a woman.
He had a point
nine. It has nothing to do
with
what the family should get. It has nothing to do with how many drinks he had. It has nothing to do whether he's black or white.
Well, I think you're mixing apples and oranges.
Excuse me.
Whatever.
Truth be known, the most discriminated people in the United States at the present time
are drinkers.
Is the American white male.
Bull crap. I think you were on junk too long, pal.
You need to go back to school.
Yeah, you need to go back on the heroin.
All right, here is Powder Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Guy gets off a junk just so he can be a white area resistance asshole.
Powder Springs is on now, and I've heard enough of you.
Let me just say,
as a single mother, a teacher in a predominantly black school, okay, putting racism aside, putting this irrelevant game aside, if I roll through a red light, or if I'm at a red light, I get hit. Who's going to raise my five-year-old son? And you're going to offer him tickets to the game while he's screaming for his mother that
you got a husband?
Just killed?
You got a husband?
No, I don't.
Well, there you go.
How enabling can you be?
That's your first mistake.
Oh, sir, I don't have to have a man because society says I do.
You might have married the guy. I'm a highly capable
single mother.
You might have married the guy that...
Where are your values for human life?
Where's your value? Why'd you get a husband?
I had one that beat me profusely, Jack.
Listen, Mr.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Bob, you're a moron.
You're a moron.
No, you're dumb.
You and that lady are dumb.
Phil Henry Show, where are we getting this? I didn't approve any of this bumper music. What is that? Where's that from?
Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, forget it, man. Throw it out. Oingo Boingo sucks for bumper music. Good band, no good. I got a problem. It's not Craig's fault. Craig's a great engineer. I got a problem with bumper music. I can't stand this stuff. I can't stand listening to it. I don't like it when I hear it on anybody's show. I don't care how hip it is, how good it rocks, how good it sounds. It's a replacement for heaven. I don't like it. So either it's just got to be freaking bumper music that's like normal sounding, or get rid of it, or something different. That's why we want to use some of the like movie crap, because nobody plays that. Freaking Oingo Boingo, man. Just because I said I like them don't mean I want them for bumper music. It's a brand new studio. You want bumper music? Here, why don't you try some of this? No, this sucks. Here, how about this? Don't turn it down, man. Don't mess with my music. What'd you do? You just plotted that down? It was pinning, huh? Don't ride no levels on Phil, okay? We got this brand new studio. Everybody wants to start riding levels on everything. I think I'll start riding levels on you, Craig. Turning the commercials down and stuff.
But my head's in Mississippi.
Have you ever, I'm sure you've flown, and we were in Hong Kong recently. Craig Taylor, who's our engineer, was in Hong Kong, and you were listening to, you listened to the pilots. You know those multi-channels that you get on the airline, and you can listen to the pilots doing their chit-chat. You understand what they're talking about, right?
Somewhat, yeah.
I don't, but I think I flew a Delta flight once where they had a screen and you could see the plane taking off. But generally, I wind up with, something like...
You're listening to American Airlines In Flight. That's ZZ Top on American Airlines In Flight. You're listening to ZZ Top on American Airlines In Flight. Hi, I'm Bob Hauser. Hope you're enjoying it. Take a break, go to the can, get whatever in your system, get some of that airline fluid out of your colon, and come on back for another 40 channels of garbage. of an invisible 7-Eleven. That is a key phrase. Be listening later on in our program to find out how you can win a round-trip ticket to anywhere in the world, excluding North America, Africa, Asia, and Europe. Just in a few minutes, we'll have that clue for you here on American Airlines Music in Flight.
Oh, God, the plane's going down!
What if the guy on the thing is...
This is American Airlines Music in Flight. Sweet Jesus, the plane's going in.
You write all the gain you want, man. I'm just looking around, feeling nervous. It's kind of weird. We're in a new studio tonight, and, you know, when you go to a new place to work, you know, the people are friendly, but it's not home, right? And this is not yet home, so we're trying to break it in a little bit, and you don't know how far you can go. I mean, when a whole new office with a whole new set of people, and this is not our turf. I understand that. This is somebody else's turf. That's why we're way, way in the back here, back with all the equipment, and the studio, as nice as it is and as new as it is, it still generates a lot of heat because you've got a lot of equipment in here. We have this nice Autogram Corporation board. You got a Pacific recorder there in front of you, Craig. But the equipment generates so much heat that I feel, you know, I'm sweating a little bit, okay? Look at the Mojave Desert, and these new lights that we have are fantastic. Those rack lights, yeah, could you dim them a little bit? Because I feel almost as if I'm in a South American prison now. Almost as if that the people who put me here don't mean well. Maybe we can dim those lights off because all of a sudden I'm getting a distinct feeling, you know, that someone's trying to kill me. Put Henry in that studio. Give him those beautiful rack-mounted lighting. He's going to love that stuff. It's 158 degrees in here. Hi, I'm Ted Quillen, and you're listening to Delta Airlines In-Flight Music, the Rock Channel. Here's some of today's greatest hits. You ever see that when you go into the, you know, you're looking in the booklet, and it'll say, listen to today's greatest hits on Channel 61.
And there's a playlist.
And there's a whole playlist of the stuff that they're playing, right? And it'll go from, like, ZZ Top, Ann Murray, then it'll go to Puff Daddy, and then it moves on from there to the Carpenters, and it's all the top pop hits. And the guy who does that, see, now that's a way to make some extra jack. And if I had any brains at all in my head, which of course I don't, but if I had any brains at all in my head, I'd campaign for a gig like that, man. I'd do one of them American Airlines gigs. Because I got friends who do that. In fact, I was flying somewhere. I don't know where I was. I was getting out of the country for some reason. I mean, I had one small bag, and it was under my seat, and I was going, okay? The passport, it was stamped. I had a paper bag under my seat. You know that when you're going international and all you have is a paper bag under your seat, you got to move fast. That's what that was that trip. And I'm on my way, and I flip on that, you know, whatever the hell it was something. And suddenly I hear like, hi, I'm Doogie Jones, and you're listening. Good, I know the guy. I know you, Doug. You're listening to American. Is that you, Phil? Yeah. What the hell? What are you doing? Are you going someplace?
She really upset with me.
Why are you? How can you talk to me, man? You're on. Well, I'm doing it. Anyway, I'm Doogie Jones, and welcome to American Airlines In Flight. This is the sound of ZZ Top with a song called Pearl Necklace. Now, this song is all about Nevermind.
Welcome to American Airlines In Flight. Here's a great ZZ Top song that has to do with a guy straddling his girlfriend. Pardon me. It's a great song.
That was Pearl Necklace here on beautiful Cathay Airlines. Okay, anyway.
That was Pearl Necklace. Say, on this trip to Disney World, why don't you...
Did I ever tell you what happened to me at Disney World? Is Disney a sponsor? Well, what difference does it make now? I was at Disney World. We were doing a live broadcast from down there on the street that has the MGM Grand Studios. You been down there at all, Mike? It's pretty nice. They've got a new ride called the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, and they, you know, you get into an elevator and it drops you. It's cool. So they fly all the radio stations down there. And I swear to God, have you got that Sexorama music? Let me have that, Mike. I mean, Craig. I swear to God, I'm in the room. I'm at the Polynesian Inn at Disney World. And I'm laying in bed. And I remember it because it was the night that OJ was doing his run for freedom in the Bronco. And I'm watching it on TV, and I realize I got to go on the air the next day. And I'm at Disney World, and it's family friendly and everything. And suddenly I hear from the next room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear it. At Disney World, and I told one of the people who was repping me for the trip, they said, hey, you know, it's the Polynesian, I mean, the walls are thin, it's family friendly or something, but it was almost as if I could hear, okay, and then the music ended, and the guy's going, want a sandwich? Anyway, Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.